Okay, welcome. This is Dov Gordon and Chris Goegan, and this is we can call it teleseminar, I suppose. I was thinking we should call it a converse seminar, because kind of a combination of a conversation with seminar. The seminar part is because we did, you know, we're not just getting on here and rambling. We did prepare, so to make sure that this is of use. We're calling this a marketing plan you can believe in, being an average person with laser-like focus. My name is Dov Gordon from dovgordon.net, dovgordon.net, and I'm with my friend and colleague Chris Goegan, who you can find at www.chrisgoegan.com. That's chrisgoegan.com. And let's see, how did this conversation come to be? A few months back, Chris sent me an email. We've known each other for a couple of years now, I think, in which he offered to do a teleseminar with me for my list. Why? He's got nothing for sale. He's not being paid to be here. He's not even going to earn a commission if you decide to join me at the one-day jumpstart to a consistent flow of clients on May 29th. Details at dovgordon.net/jumpstart. So, Chris, why did you want to do this? What did you have in mind? Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go on. I figured I'd just introduce you a little more formally, or read your short bio. Okay, you can tell us more. We'll keep this informal. Chris Goegan is a sought-after internet marketing consultant. He's worked with hundreds of companies in over 71 industries and is known for helping small business owners aggressively and systematically grow their businesses and skyrocket brand loyalty while eliminating frustrations and freeing up their time. He does this in a relaxed, down-to-earth way without being pushy or even remotely salesy. So that's after, Chris, I happen to know you've made over 100,000 cold calls, so that's pretty good. But tell us, what did you have in mind for this? What were you thinking?
Well, initially it was just a thought. I was on a run, and I just had this thought popped in my head. It's like, you know, I should reach out to Dove and offer to do a teleseminar or a webinar or something like forum or something like that. And I'm not looking to build a list. I'm not looking to sell anything. I don't have a special free offer or report or anything like that at all. You know, as you mentioned, I'm not getting any commissions from anything. I just really believe in what you're doing, and I know some people that you've worked with, and I've seen some of the results that you had, and I really like your approach to stuff. And I just I think part of it is just there's just so much crap out there. There's so much garbage, and there's also so much good stuff out there that it gets really confusing for business owners these days to try to figure out what they need to do and what to do and how to do it and what order to do it in and all the rest. And I think with all the noise out there, there's just it's just so difficult to lay things out and get things moving. And so a lot of people, they start in the wrong spot. And that's one thing that I absolutely really enjoy that you do is, you cover the most important thing, which is a lot of times, some people can think it's just the most boring thing because it's not flash or anything like that, but just having, clear, compelling messages. And that's something that I always come back to, on a regular basis when working with, client projects. And so I just I just had this, a thought, I thought maybe it was an inspired thought. Maybe it was some gas from the nachos I had the night before. I don't know, but I just thought, mm-hmm. figured I'd just, reach out and maybe we could do something.
Well, I appreciate that. And I, we're here. Finally, we're here. And even though you've got nothing for sale, I do, and I always like to let people know up front so there's no surprises and, there's no big pitch now or later. I'll mention it more in detail later. But again, on May 29th of this year, 2014, I'm doing a one-day jump start to a consistent flow of clients in right outside Washington, D.C., Tyson's Corner, Virginia. And details are at dovgordon.net/jumpstart. Now, the early bird price expired. But those who have registered for our conversation are going to get a coupon code that will knock the price back down. And interestingly enough, we're about 30% sold out, and we've got close to 4 weeks to go. So apparently that's very good. I'm told that that's very good, so I'm happy about that. So, Chris, the problem we're going to talk about is this, that there are so many coaches, consultants, experts, and that's most of our audience of one kind or another, professional service firms, small ones, who don't really have a marketing plan or a process that they believe in, that they really have confidence in. And instead, they're working really hard on things that they hope will bring in clients. And a hope is a very different feeling, of course, from a system that you know will bring in clients. And it also leads them to not really follow through the way that that's necessary. And I know you've got some thoughts on this. I'll just throw one thought out. I think it's like an exercise or diet program. You know, if you believe in the diet, if you believe that it's really going to give you the long-term change that you're looking for, to lose the weight, get fit, feel better, whatever it might be, then you're going to follow the diet and exercise plan. You don't care that there are 972 other diets out there, because none of them matter. You have one that you have confidence in, and therefore you don't need any other. And it gives you that focus, the laser-like focus that we're going to be talking about. It's the same thing when it comes to marketing. We want to help people get to a place where they have the same kind of confidence in their marketing, so there is no temptation to look at the 972 other marketing options or tactics or so on that are out there, and instead to pick something simple and effective and focus on it. Why don't you tell us some of your background, and I know you've got some thoughts on this. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think, as a consultant, I know that, consultants, what they want, coaches and professional services firms, and work with a bunch of those. What they want is they just want to, do their thing without having to worry about, scrambling and getting leads and stuff like that. They just want, business. They want good, steady flow of business. They want good clients coming in. They just want the hassles, but the problem is getting to a point where you have that, where you've got a good steady flow coming in, where you don't have to worry about things. Yesterday we had our, a church picnic, and, I spent the day playing with my kids. I was teaching my 3-year-old, to play volleyball. We got 4 kids, by the way. Nothing compared to Dove 6. I spent the day just playing with, playing with my kids and just stuff. And not once did I think about work, or clients or anything like that. And that's a stark contrast to, just several years ago, where, business was really cooking along, and Dove, I think you mentioned, one of the emails I was doing, about $600,000, actually just over that in sales. And then in, it was like 2009, it dropped down to 17 grand. So that was a pretty, rude awakening, and it was not fun. And it just caused me to, really examine a lot of things, especially since, here I am, supposedly like a sales and marketing expert. And that's just like my business just dried up overnight. And I didn't have a system. I thought I did, but I didn't have a system that was bringing in, good flow of leads and the clients that I wanted to work with, which is a bigger thing. Leads is one thing. Working with clients that you like to work with is a totally different animal. And, if you want to add to that, getting paid, really what you feel you should get paid is, is a totally different, wanting to have all those things. And so, I saw, without getting into much the detail of the collapse, because it's, I don't know, it seems like it's so long ago, but I guess it really wasn't. But business was going well. I was doing a ton of direct mail stuff. Started getting a little bit of internet, but pretty much everything was direct mail. Worked with a whole bunch of contractors. Saw the industry drying up. So I decided to switch
industry. This is 2008 when the real estate market took a – okay, yeah.
Yep. So I figured, it's like – this isn't a sustainable market. I need to, move to a market where the money is. And so I went to work on that. But, before I did that, it's like, I'm going to need a buffer. So I worked my tail off. I built up about a 7 to 8 month backlog. So it's like, okay, cool. I got everything all set. Now I can work on growing things out in a different vertical or different markets. And then it vanished, pretty much everything all went away in about a week. And it was not fun. It was, it was the best break I'd ever had in my life. And it was really an act of God that happened. And it was a horrible thing at the time, but it's been absolutely wonderful, because, what it did is it caused me to, I was basically starting over from scratch. even though I had experience, even though I'd worked with a number of things, I had a fresh look at things. And this is after I cried, you know, and after I like walked around in a daze for a few days, and you know, my mm-hmm. wife can attest to that. But it really, you know, looked at things from a fresh perspective, and I really had at that point in time, I had a wonderful experience where I had a guy came along and mentored me and coached me, and you know, I'm 46. He's, you know, in his mid 60s and very successful guy. And he'd been through his crash. You know, he called his a crash of 86. And so he just helped me just restructure and reengineer my process. And we can talk about that in a little bit. But really, it's like what I had to do. So I had no business. So I had a bunch of business and I had no business. And then I was like, constantly scrambling and working to figure out, you know, like where the next client was going to come from. I had cash flow because I had bills to pay. And so I was just, I would take pretty much anything that I could get because it was cash flow. And so while constantly working on cash flow, constantly like, you know, worrying about, you know, where the next sale was going to come from, getting it in, and then yet not just living there in that short-term world, but having like a medium and long-term focus where this is the business I want to create. This is the, you know, the ideal business. These are the ideal clients I want to work with. And, you know, and then just, you know, doing a whole lot of scrambling and working with people I didn't want to work with, you know, like temporarily until I could build things up. And, you know, fast forward, you know, a few years, it's like, and it took me, you know, it's not, and this is where I get really irritated, really ticked off with like a lot of stuff I see on the internet, a lot of stuff I see out there. It breeds lack of confidence. I was gonna say inconfidence or unconfidence. I don't know. It's just my high school English teacher said, you know, Guigan. I'm from Canada, by the way. Says, you know, Guigan can't spell worth a darn, but he's one heck of a hockey player. So English was never good for me. So, but anyhow, like all the stuff I see, a lot of stuff I see on the internet, it's like it really strips people of their confidence. It's like they're paranoid that they're missing. Like if they don't do this tactic, they're going to miss out on something. Well, it's not that complicated. It just takes a whole heck of a lot of work, and you know, and so you know, it took me, you know, couple years to really like have a system like built out that I felt really and feel really good at and really confident in, and I'm still working on it. You know, this is what 5 years later. You know, but like, you know, fast forward from the crash to, you know, to what's going on is I've got a good flow. I've got a solid business. I've got a good core team I have in place. I'm at a point where I can't take on any clients right now. I've got fantastic clients. I'm working in big industries and some industries that you know, I absolutely love and wanted to get into. And I really enjoy what I'm doing. I don't enjoy every single part of everything I do. You know, it's like, you know, this is reality. But it's like, I really enjoy it. And such a contrast from before, you know, where it's like 5 years ago, you know, at a church picnic, there's no way I'd be physically playing with my kids, but mentally and emotionally, I would be off somewhere else. I'd be like completely stressed out about stuff, and you know, my wife would be talking to me, and I'd be like checked out somewhere else. So, and I guess the point I want to make there is like when you've got a system in place that's running, and you build a system off of principles, then you can plug all these tactics in place. You can plug in like, you know, Facebook advertising. You can plug in like a Google search display. You can plug in like all different kinds of advertising, and they're going to work, you know. But until you've got that system in place, you're constantly going to be scrambling. You're constantly going to be chasing the next shiny thing, and you know, it's just going to be life is not going to be fun.
Right. So you covered a lot of things. Let me go back to some of them and let's see if we can take it a little deeper. All right. The first thing you said that, you know, before your business crashed, you thought you had a good system in place, but it turns out you didn't. Could you tell us what is it that you thought you had in place, and looking back, what were you missing?
Well, all right. One thing is like, I tend to think that I'm pretty smart, but reality is I'm not very smart at all. I used to be an engineer, and my degree is in engineering, and I built out manufacturing plants where we'd build, a million, say when I was working for Ford, we'd make a million engines, every year, and had to make them defect free. And so it's like I think in terms of systems, and I think in terms of principles and data and numbers. And then I was in sales. In sales, I banged out, you'd mentioned before, about 100,000 cold calls, and I hated like all, but I think there's maybe three of them that I liked. But it, so it's like okay, so I'm like, I felt that I'm pretty good at sales, and I also know how to like, logically look at things and break things down. So I thought I was pretty smart, but really, it's like, I really wasn't that smart. Because there's some big things that I was really missing. One of them being having outside perspective. I didn't. And if you want to talk about one of the biggest things that caused my demise, and one of the biggest things that has like has fueled my growth, is well, first of all, the biggest thing, I just, to say this for my comfort, the biggest thing was God. God like wiped everything out, and then he like and then he rebuilt rebuilt me and rebuilt my business. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. So setting that aside, like big thing that led to my demise, and big thing that led to my growth, was listening to my wife and listening to a coach or a mentor. I didn't do those two things before because I was so smart, and I knew better. And what I couldn't see is, so I'm so opportunistic, where I see the good in everything. My wife, on the other hand, she's way more pragmatic and way more realistic about things, and she sees all the potential downfalls. And I did not listen to her, and it caused me a ton of grief and a ton of pain. And I also didn't have a coach or a mentor because, I said, I was so smart. I knew, from working with all these companies, I knew how to sell and I knew how to market. And so I just didn't have, like, I just lacked wisdom. And probably one of the best areas is just having people, people that really care about you, that love you and want to see you succeed, giving you good, solid wisdom. So I'm not sure if I answered
An
your
outside
question,
perspective.
or if I got derailed a little bit.
You remind me of something I heard Glenn Livingston say once. I'll paraphrase because it's something like this. He had done really well, and then he went off and invested in some business that promptly lost him $2 million. And looking back, he said he got carried away and started to believe that the success was because of the marketer rather than because of the marketing. Meaning, his earlier success had been because he had followed simple principles, timeless principles, and built simple systems, and therefore he was successful. His $2 million loss was a result of starting to think that he was so smart, and starting to think that it was him rather than the principles. And that's what I'm hearing in what you're saying. Hello? Chris? Are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, technological glitch. I'm not sure what happened there. But
Okay.
anyhow, back.
All right. Go ahead. Did you hear what I said?
No, I heard that Glenn, he believed that it was because of that's what.
I think we're losing you again.
No, I'm still here. So it's
Oh.
like last thing I heard. Yeah, it was like Glenn believed in, and that was it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. So, I mean, he believed when he did really well, it's because he focused on the marketing, on timeless principles, and built processes and systems based on that. It's that, I long ago noticed that success is a leading cause of failure, and that's what happened in his case. And that's what was responsible for losing $2 million. The way he put it was because he started to believe that the success was in the marketer rather than the marketing. And I'm hearing something similar in what you're saying.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So, all right. So one of the things that you thought you had in place, I suppose, was that I'm really smart. No, you are smart. But I think what you're saying is that you kind of gave yourself a little too much credit, and we all have a need for an outside perspective. And I think that a lot of people A lot of people think that, okay, one day I won't need help. You know, one day I'll know it all. I won't need an outside perspective. I won't need a coach or a mentor and so on. The truth, I think, I found is you always need an outside perspective. You always need a coach or mentor because there's always another level. There's always another, you know, another peak to climb to. And there's also always somebody who's already been there and who can just look over your shoulder in an instant, save you weeks, months, or years of grief if you're willing to listen.
Yep.
If you're willing to listen, which is, of course, a big if. Very often we have to have taken a beating before we're ready to listen. Okay, so so that's kind of a little bit of fundamental principle. Let's see. So you also talked about, let me see here, the internet breeds lack of confidence. People make things a lot more complicated, but it's really a lot more simple than it is. What is it that – let me just hear – there's a lot of important the important stuff, right, often gets lost to those all sorts of noise. You know, there's the noise and the signal. And you say that you hear things online that really bothers you and it leads people to reduce confidence because it leads them feeling they have to be doing all sorts of things they don't really need to be doing. What is it that people really do need to be doing?
They really need to be focusing on the basics, and what that means. Well, first of all, what it doesn't mean is when I got derailed, I started chasing bright shiny objects as far as and I started believing some wrong press. So I started believing my press. People started telling me I should be a big internet marketing guru guy and stuff, and it was outside of my core of what I do. And I chased a bright shiny object, and that's what people do is they don't have the results that they want, and so they start whatever the latest pitch is. Right now Facebook is a big thing, and it's a great thing. I love it, and I use it with myself and a bunch of clients. But the problem is that every single pitch that comes along, it sounds so good, and so it's hard to discern. Well, what do I do? What don't I do? So really what you do want to do is you really want to focus on why people buy, because really that's what it comes down to. And it's like, if somebody just really doesn't matter where your business is, if you just focus on the core key principles, and the core key things that you should do, and you're willing to work hard, in 2 years from now, you can completely have a different business, and 2 years, it may scare a lot of people off. Mm-hmm. Because it's not it, 2 years doesn't compare with the 30 days that's pitched everywhere. I made $5 million in the last 30 days type pitches. Well, 2 years sounds boring, but you know what? 2 years from now is going to happen. And if you look back from now, back 2 years ago, it's like how much growth have you really had? And so you really want to stay on the core key principles of why people buy. What problems do they have? What problems do they want to get rid of? What things do they want to accomplish? And what do you offer that can solve those problems? What do you do that can make their life easier and better, and more, more enjoyable for them? So, go ahead.
No, I just, the 2 years part is so important because, there used to be a time, once upon a time, we had something called an apprenticeship. Right.
Yep.
And apprenticeship was where, you wanted to learn something, you wanted to master a skill or an expertise, and you served as an apprentice. We still have that in some industries where, you join a law firm, you have to work, you got to gain your experience and work your way up. You got to prove yourself. And if you're smart, you study the more experienced lawyers. If you're going to be a surgeon, I sure hope that they don't just say, give you the 30-day course, right? You got to study medicine. And I actually have no idea how they teach you to make your first cut. Certainly, I have no idea how they teach you to do your first brain surgery. I probably don't want to know. But I'm hoping there's an apprenticeship there. When it comes to marketing and sales, which is very much, there's so much nonsense out there that, lying to people, really, that there is depth here. Now, we can summarize it if you can accelerate someone's progress if they focus on the fundamentals. You focus on the underlying principles and learning how to master what I think of as the critical 10% that makes you look brilliant 90% of the time. When you learn how to see the underlying structure of something, why it works across the board, I talk about in my other seminar, How to Be Noticed, Be Valued, and Be Paid by the Clients You Want Most, that that you know everything could work, like you said before. You know, all tactics can work and all tactics can fail. If we can understand why they work when they work, why they fail when they fail, then we're looking at fundamentals. Even that, though, you put the fundamentals in place and you can start to have results rapidly. But they can go so deep. You can spend years working on it and mastering it, and there's still more to learn. So, you know, I think that people need to recognize that, need to give themselves the time. That's number one. And people who come and say, well, I don't have the time, I think that's fooling themselves. What do you have to say about that? I mean, there are people who are under pressure. They are, you know, they need a quick result. What do you think about that? And I'll share what I think.
Yeah, well, you know, it's and from having been there, you know, and you know, I understand about not having time, and also, you know, clients I work with, you know, they don't have time to do stuff. So you know, not having time, you know, I'm not like gonna say, well, just get over it, make time. You got 24 hours in a day. Look at your calendar.
I didn't mean like a time, not having time from time management. I meant being like under financial pressure. I need to succeed, you know, yesterday. That's what I mean right now.
Yeah. So you need to succeed yesterday. So you don't have time to really get in and, you know, the psyche of, you know, why people buy and, you know, problems and results and quality of an ideal client. But the thing is that if you don't change it, what's going to change? You know, if you just keep doing, you know, we've also the definition of insanity, you know, you keep doing the same thing you've always been doing, expecting different results. So, you know, if you don't have time to change things and you keep doing things, you know, and you're living in the fantasy that, you know, one day somebody's going to discover me and you know, it's going to be wonderful. Well, you know, it's just not going to work. You know, so it's like you just have to just come to grips with the reality that, yeah, you know, business may stink at the moment, you know, it's miserable, you know, financially, you know, squeezed, not making ends meet as much as you'd like, not having time for vacation and, you know, do things you want, spending too much time thinking, worrying about work, you know, just embracing the reality of the situation and then say, okay, well, this is what it is. I really want to change it. And so start working on, you know, on the things that will change it long-term for you. Because like 2 years from now, it's still going to be 2 years from now.
Yep.
You know, if you change how you look at things and change what you do and start structuring your business to attracting and pulling in the kind of clients that you want to work with that will pay more, and you'll feel more fulfilled, well, 2 years is going to happen. If you don't do that, then 2 years from now it's still going to happen.
You know, the change, a lot of, and I think this also, maybe we could talk more about it, the change has to really happen in your head first. You know, we talk about mental toughness with my clients in our Plenty of Clients program and so on. And this is about being able to really see things clearly, and that affects how you feel about yourself, your emotions, and then that, of course, affects what you do, the actions you take, which affects the results. It's a spiral there. But, you know, there's you know, we tell ourselves sometimes, and there's always going to be a pressure. There's always going to be a pressure. You know, even when a person has a lot of money, right, there's going to be something as long as we're alive and we have a choice. Our choice is, are we going to let the stress and pressure dictate our decisions and our actions, or are we going to learn to master that? Are we going to learn the mental toughness? You know, the financial success, I think there's other successes that come before the financial success. And, you know, when we master the mental toughness, when we learn to recognize that the stress I feel today, it's a distraction. It's a distraction, and I will always have a distraction. I need to just take a deep breath, calm down, and see, okay, what's the reality here? What's really going on? I have on my site a post that got a lot of good feedback. It's called The Alchemist Entrepreneur's Credo. And if anyone, you could search my site, DoveGordon.net, or in Google, DoveGordon.net, Alchemist Entrepreneur's Credo. It's short and very, kind of really very focused about this type of thing. But, you know, the challenge is we give ourselves all sorts of excuses and reasons or stories that we believe, and that keeps us from doing the simple things that we should be doing. And taking advantage of the opportunities that are right in front of us, because there's always a reason not to.
You know, Dove, and I'm like nodding my head. You know, I agree with everything you say, and you know, like when my crash came, like came about, I like just wasn't strong enough on my own to do that. You know, that's where it was really important for me just to have somebody, you know, a coach or a mentor, you know, someone that was discipling me that really helped me, you know, and it's like, okay, this is what, you know, we should really work on this. And it was stuff that I knew what to do. It was, you know, it was just like, I just needed that, you know, that like somebody to, you know, to lean on. So I could just, you know, get stuff done. You know, that's, you know, big reason why, you know, like I feel like everyone should have like, you know, a coach or, you know, a board, you know, some, they should have like someone that they can go to, you know, if times are troubling or they're looking at making, because like, you know, when you're a coach or a consultant, you're basically like working by yourself, and mm-hmm. it's just nice to have, you know, somebody that can, you know, that can help you, move forward or encourage you or just, you know, give you like tools or, you know, stuff or help. Just, yeah.
To get out of your own head and to see the reality, see yep. things as they are, because self-delusion, yep. you know, we believe our own stuff. It's just, I think it's necessary. Now, the, let's see, I just lost my train of thought. But, okay, let's go back to what it is that you see. I was going to say this. You said that when you're working by yourself, you know, it's kind of lonely. It's also lonely when you're the CEO of a company with 1,000 employees.
Yep.
You know, I have never done that, but my understanding is that's also quite lonely. I have worked with CEOs in that position, and it's lonely because there really isn't any difference when we're dealing with human beings. Okay, so let's kind of summarize as we move forward. I think the first thing is we're looking at the mental toughness aspect of this, and we're saying that, you know, decide what you want, right? Decide what you want. Recognize that there is going to be a lot of stress anyway and temptation pulling you in different directions and convincing you that this or that which you need to do to get what you want can't be done, or you can't do it, or you can't afford it, or you don't have the resources, the, you know, or the time. And nevertheless, recognize that everybody has that, and some people will listen to those voices and kind of fold and say and go home, whereas other people will just, you know, listen to the voices and ignore them. And I think it's, you know, one of the most important things for people to know is that you're normal. You know, when people yeah. think there's something wrong with me, so, you know, and everybody else or these others have it easier or they're stronger or they're whatever, it's, you know, once you come to understand that, no, you are normal. It's just now you have a choice, right? Yep. Opportunity, as Edison said, is often men miss opportunity, I think the quote goes, because it comes in overalls, dressed in overalls, and looks like work. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you have to dig ditches. That's not what it is. But opportunity, you know, there's the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you're not going to have 99.9% of the time, right? There's, you know, there's Oprah's show calls, Chris, you want to be on Oprah's show? I mean, that's the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that a lot of people are sitting around waiting for. Because, yeah, that's an easy decision. Yeah, sure. But it's the every single day opportunity that somebody has that if you take that step forward, it moves you forward. But there's 100 reasons not to take that step. That's an opportunity that most people miss. And there's the 1 in 100 who'll take it. Go on, what were you going to say?
Well, it's just like talk about the you know, getting on Oprah or something like that. Like I just recently went to a natural products expo. Originally from Canada, and I live out in Orange County, California now. There's this massive expo out here. They had almost 100,000 people attended. There's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vendors there. And their fantasy, their dream is you know, they all make natural products because it's a space I've been working a lot in, and natural, organic, healthy products. And their dream is to have Whole Foods come along, the buyer, taste it, oh my gosh, this is what we're looking for, and, mm-hmm. you know, we want to buy a million of these things right now. You know, and that's mm-hmm. everybody that was there, everybody I talked to, that was their fantasy. Well, you know, how many of those people is it actually going to happen for? You know, a few, you know, but and it's funny because I had another guy talk to me. He's like, you know, he goes, Chris, we're on the shelf at Whole Foods and I want to get off the shelf there because it's like we have no margins. They squeeze us. It's difficult business, mm-hmm. hard, blah, 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 blah. You know, but, you know, the point is like most people and most business owners, they live in this, you know, this fantasy that things are going to change and somebody's going to discover them. But if you take, say you've got a coaching or consulting business, you know, professional services business, say you're doing 50 grand a year right now. If you changed how you looked at it and developed a long-term perspective and developed like a two-year goal. And I used to talk to clients about like 3 to 6 months. I change that. It's like 2 years, because that's really the time frame that, in my opinion, you need to be looking at. So somebody was doing, say, 50 grand a year in a coaching, consulting, or professional services, and 2 years from now, if they change how they're looking at their business, they could take that. I'm convinced of this. I'm confident of this. Is that they could take their business from 50 grand to 100 to 200 grand, somewhere in there, and be at that next scalability point, whether they want to, like, you know, scale it to, you know, to a level beyond that. But they could, you know, like, take, go from 50 to, you know, 100 to 200, like anywhere in there, you know, 150, probably, you know, 150 to 200 range. If they have the right things that they're focusing on, and I'm going to have two real brief stories about this, is one, and why this is so important, it's I've got one client I'm working with. His last company, he built it from scratch to $600 million in sales. So this is not a dumb guy. This guy is incredibly intelligent, incredible visionary, and I wish I had his smarts. But anyhow, with internet marketing, we started working together. He's like, he kept making it falling into all these traps that I see everybody falling into. It's like, you know, we should do this, we should do that. And I'm like, no, this is what we need to do. It's like kind of like the tortoise, slow and steady. No, it's what we need to do. And we just had an event, and all the things that he did, all these bright, shiny object things, none of them made any money for him. All the things that I worked with him on, they all made money. Not because I'm smart, but because it's like stuck to the principles of why people buy. And his comment to me was, Chris, he goes, you know what? He goes, this internet marketing thing, it's a whole heck of a lot harder than it looks. On the surface, it looks so simple, you know, and they make it look so simple. He goes, but it's not. It's really difficult. You really need to know what you're doing. And I had a very similar conversation with a guy who was a former chairman of the board of Target Corporation, actually their parent corporation, but Target, the big retailer. He had started off, spent like tens of millions of dollars on a company he acquired, and he came to me with a problem. It's just like, well, here's where your problem is we just need to figure out how to sell, you know, like why people are buying in your market, and change how you're selling it to them. And he's just like, wow, you know, it's the starting point for everything. So, sorry if I got derailed, but I just wanted to like really hammer home that point of staying on like the principles of the core of things, so people can see like a dramatic change in their business over the next couple of years.
It's even possible to grow more than that. I think, you know, I always think that a good goal is always something that you believe you should be able to achieve. You just can't see how. That's the difference between a dream and a fantasy. You know, I don't believe in setting big goals. And then I'll just share this thought, and then we'll talk about the fundamentals of every marketing and selling system that, you know, so people can, you can have one that you believe in by focusing on the simple fundamentals. But, you know, a lot of people say you got to set big goals, you know, big BHAG, big hairy audacious goals. And dream big. And, you know, all that's true, right? The thing is that when you cross the line between a goal that you believe you should be able to achieve into something which is fantasy, so it's no longer a goal, because the goal is something you believe you should be able to achieve, and it should be something that stretches you so you don't know how. That's really what it should be. So I want, let's say if somebody's at 50, set the goal to get to 100 or 150, if that's what you believe you should be able to achieve, but don't set the goal for 500,000 if you don't honestly believe that yet, because his life is like, you know, I live on a U-shaped street, horseshoe-shaped street, and if you come there and, you know, and you're at number two and you want to get to 40 on the other end, you know, you look at two, you can't quite see down the hole. You know, you could see up to maybe 10 or 11, and well, there are two approaches. There's the, you know, okay, I can't see beyond, so forget it, I'm going home. There's that's one problem, is that you can only see the next step, you can't see beyond that, so people kind of think that they shouldn't take that next step. No, take that next step. The other thing is aiming for a goal that is too big, I think of it as a difference between a dream and a fantasy. The dream is something you know you should be able to achieve. Fantasy is kind of like a wish. You don't really believe in it. So if you set a goal that you don't really believe, it's not going to focus you. Anyway, so let's go back to So whatever the amount is, whether it's 100,000, 150, 250,000, whatever, it should be something that you believe you can achieve, but you don't know how. That means the next step is clear, right? If you're starting at number 2 and you want to get to 40, you can look and say, well, I don't know, you know, when I get to 11, what am I going to do? Well, you don't have to worry what you're going to do when you get to 11. All you need to do is now you're at 2, walk from 2 to 11. And what happens is that as you pass 4, suddenly you could see to 13. And as you pass 7, you could see now to 21. Because every step you take broadens your horizon. Every step you take, every enables you to see things that you can't see now. So that's really, you know, in the Alchemist Entrepreneur's Credo, which I've pulled it up, I call it, this is how you experience total focus. We talk about there are only 3 things you need to know. Number 1 is your ultimate destination. Number 2 is your very next baby step that you could take right now. And number 3 is how you want to be as a person. That deals with mental toughness and so on. Being, handling the unknown, handling various types of situations, you know, with how do you want to be handling various types of situations? Those are the 3 things you need to know, and it's just so easy to get messed up thinking that you need to know anything more than your ultimate destination, your very next step, and how you want to be handling things as a person. Remember, the stress will always be there. How do you want to handle it, right? Do you want to let the stress convince you not to take that very next step? That's what happens for so many people, and that's what we need to become aware of on one hand, and then also continue despite that. Did you want to say something? And then let's go on to
and it's just like focusing on the principles of why people buy and stuff like that, and then also though is building systems out, because once you've got systems built out and know why people buy and you refine that message, then like getting your business to 150, 200, 250, it's much easier to take it from 250 to 500. You know, if you got systems in place, because all you do is you just open up like the traffic spigot, and turn on more Facebook ads, more Google ads, more, it's so much easier once you've got that the core fundamental part of your business in place.
So let's talk about those core fundamentals so people can now easily identify and begin to develop a marketing plan or system for themselves that they can feel confident in. So you say everything begins with why do people buy. Is that right? Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. When I work with clients...
It seems like such an obvious question, right? I mean, it's like what do you mean why do people buy? Because they want your product and service, right? And just so it sounds so simple, but this is where we need to stop. You know, it's not about – all these things have to come before all the razzle-dazzle that is out there. Go on. I mean, you're in the trenches every day with companies, doing millions and tens of millions of dollars, and it's the same process.
I'll stop interrupting you now. The stuff I'm doing, I don't work in the land of theory. I'm in the trenches, and I get paid to help companies grow their sales. And if I don't help them grow their sales, if there's not measurable growth, then I don't work with them.
They don't work with you.
yeah, exactly. So it's like I've got to have things that work. So so the big thing is just knowing why people buy. And, when I'm working with somebody, I look at, okay, well, what are we selling? Who are we selling it to? And how are we going to sell it to them? And, it's like, if you have a coaching or consulting business, what service you want to provide. And, if you have an idea of who you want to work with, just expand on that and look at what kind of problems they want to have. And it's like, my clients, they're what they want is different for everything. Like some people, they want to grow their business from, 5 million to 20 million to sell it. Or other guys want to grow from 20 million to 50 million. Or other guys want to grow from a million to 5 million. But the reasons behind it is different. They want more time, or they want to sell their business and then be able to just be financially set for them and their families. But the thing that a lot of people are looking for is they just want peace of mind. They're so busy being successful that they don't have time to do everything. They want someone to step in. So that's with my market, that's a big reason why people buy. And then expand on the marketing and sales message from that to really touch on the problem that they have that they want to get rid of, or the the thing that they want to accomplish that they haven't. You know,
right.
That's something that Doug talks about. So you really got to really focus on that.
So let's see. So the very first thing, like if you are not clear, right? Because we're talking about a problem that our listeners probably have, because that's what we're talking about. So if you're listening, I guess that's a problem, and that is that you find yourself pulled in multiple directions. You don't have the confidence that you would like to have in your marketing system, process, or whatever you want to call it, approach. So
yeah.
The very first thing that I guess we can help them see is that if you cannot clearly answer, what am I selling, who am I selling it to, and how am I going to sell it to them? Those are your three questions, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have that clear answer in a deep way, which we'll get to in a moment, then that's why you're not going to have a clear that's why you're not going to have confidence in your marketing and selling system. So if somebody comes along is trying to convince you should be doing Facebook ads or blogging or public speaking or whatever it might be, it doesn't matter, but you're not really crystal clear about your ideal client and what it is that you're selling, then you're not going to have confidence in your system, even if you're going through the motions. Now, when we talk about what are you selling, this is where, let's peel off layers, go a little deeper here. This is where we talk about, I've got my own three questions that I think could fit underneath yours. What are you selling? Well, what's the problem? There are three things you need to understand, have deep insight into your ideal client. What problem do they have and don't want? That's number one. The other side of that, so I count it as one, is what result do they want and don't have? That's the first thing. That's what you're selling, right? You're selling to the problem that they have and don't want, and you're selling them the ability to remove that problem and to enable their result. It's not your process. It's not your methodology. It's not your widget. It's giving them, the result they want or removing the problem they have and don't want. And I would argue that if you do not have a clear, deep answer or insight into your ideal client as to what problem do they have and don't want, what result do they want and don't have, and almost nobody I talk to does, then you do not have an answer to the very first basic question of why does your customer buy, and therefore you have no business getting off in all the tactics and so on.
Yep.
Okay. The question of who you are selling to, that's your question. There are lots of people who may have your – this is my second question as well. The way I think about it is this. Who has that problem? Who wants that result? So if you solve –
for cutting off, this was a big point for me because I was selling to the wrong people before. So it's like I needed to move up the food chain to people that could because I didn't want to be selling anything cheap because I put a lot of like hard work and caring and effort into projects I work on. So I needed to move up the food chain to people that had the ability to write bigger checks so they could have more of my brain space, more of my time. So, part of who are you selling to? It's not just, like male or female, over 40, they like this. It's not that. It's like you got to be clear on, also, like, how much they're willing to pay to get rid of the problem. Because, like, a lot of times people can like, increase their business pretty significantly just by shifting the market who they sell it to instead of, marketing people who have no money or can't afford their thing and constantly struggling to, shifting up to you can make significant gains there.
And that is a common situation because people, a lot of the conventional advice is pick a niche, and people pick a niche where there's no money in the niche, where, it's people who don't really have a burning need. You're trying to solve a problem. Yeah, maybe, there is a problem that you have and don't want result you want, don't have. Somebody wrote to me, and I don't really know anything about this niche, really. But she said that she's trying to crack a niche that everybody says is not a good niche. Mompreneurs, right? So are there people making money there? Probably. Is it hard? I imagine it is. I imagine it is. Because, it's just not the same drive to grow a business that you have somebody who that's what they're doing full time. I imagine. Again, I'm generalizing and it's just something that's fresh because someone emailed me. But if you make a list of the problems you can help solve, the results you enable, which might be, I can help people get more customers. I can, that's the result I can enable, right? Now, who has those problems? There's GE, right? Or, you know, big companies, and there's mompreneurs, and there's lots of people in between. And, you know, there are people who can afford to invest in themselves, and there are people who are flat out broke. A lot of people get stuck trying to succeed in a niche that just doesn't have the potential. And they want it to, but the reality is it doesn't. So there's that reality again coming in needing us to pay attention. I'd argue that if somebody finds that they're getting stuck, that their marketing and selling system, they don't have confidence in it, a big part of that for some people is who. Like you said, you had to go up the chain, and many people also have to go up the chain and get and change who it is that they're marketing to. Okay?
Yeah. And then which brings to the third point of, like, how are you selling it to them? How are we selling it? Because it's like, and that was a big thing that I changed, like my whole client acquisition model. I used to give away tons of stuff for free so I could, like, demonstrate value up front to them. And I figured that they would, like, I would wow them and they would love it. Plus, I love helping people. It's just that's my emotional pain, is helping people. I really had a change on how I was, the structure of how I was selling stuff to them. So instead of giving away, you know, a lot of stuff for free, you know, basically it's like I changed that to, you know, I'd give away a free 15-minute conversation where we would just talk. And if you want, like, a big nugget, you know, from this call is from Guy Baker, his book, Why People Buy. You know, he's a guy that had, like, discipled and mentored me. He said, you know, one of the biggest things you need to do is when you're on a client call is to come to agreement on what the problem is when you're talking with them. So my whole initial 15-minute conversation with somebody is on, you know, clarifying what the problem is and then restating the problem to them. So it's just like the whole accumulation of the call and everything is, so the problem is, and I state what we just talked about, is like, is that accurate? And they say yes. It's like, great. Well, what's your plan to fix that? You know, and they're like, mm-hmm. Well, we don't have one. That's why we're talking. So, you know, so just instead of me just telling them all these things and shotgunning all this stuff off, completely restructuring the whole approach to get them from, you know, slightly interested to mildly interested to more interested to, you know, committed to, you know, initial transaction to wanting to build a, mm-hmm. a long-term business relationship, you know, with them. And a big part of that is on the how you're selling it to them is to take each section and have, like, an elegant sales conversation, just to borrow one of your terms, Dove, have an mm-hmm. elegant sales conversation for each one of those steps that will just automatically get them to ask, okay, so where do we go from here? What's next? And mm-hmm. when you have all that set up, it's really magical. When you've got your marketing, your advertising being in front of the right person that talks about their specific issues, and they're mm-hmm. like, wow, hey, this really relates, causes them to raise their hand to your free offer, whether it's a special report or phone call, you know, and then you have your elegant sales conversation with them, and then mm-hmm. they say, you know what, this has been fantastic. How do we work together? How do I work with you? What's next? Where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. When you have that happening and they have the ability to write nice checks, it's a wonderful thing. It's magical, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a good place to get to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So in summary, just to summarize the key points that we made, and I'll also share with everybody that coupon code for anyone who wants to find out about the one-day jumpstart to a consistent flow of clients. The coupon code is webinar, and the information page is dovegordon.net/jumpstart. just to summarize, if you're going about what you're doing, and you don't yet have a marketing and selling system that you feel confident in, you have to go back to the basics. And Chris's three questions: what are you selling, who are you selling to, how are we going to sell it? And then by looking at, you know, peeling off layers, going deeper into each of those questions and making sure you have the insight. I think about this as marketing helium. If you heard my How to Be Noticed, Be Valued, Be Paid seminar, or the 5 Steps to a Consistent Flow of Clients seminar, all available, those are available free on my site. You can email me if you need a link. We talk about that in depth. And the what you need to do is look at what you're doing, and rather than run harder, right, rather than feeling pressured like you have to move, recognize that that is just an illusion, that stress is an illusion, and the best people, the people who are going to go furthest, have learned to see through that illusion, and despite that illusion of stress, they're going to go and go deeper and get the insight before they're going and building. You know, you can't build a building without the foundation. As cliche as that is, it's still true, right? So I appreciate that. And if you have any questions for Chris, you can on the in the Q&A box, just type them in. We'll get to them in a minute, or for me. And if you're listening on the call, you can press star 2. You can raise your hand, and we'll see if we can get to you. Press star 2 to raise your hand. If you have any questions for me or Chris, we'll get to that in a minute. Or on the Q&A box online, just type it in. Now, all this leads really nicely into what we're going to be doing on May 29th in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, which is right outside of Washington, D.C., at my one-day jumpstart to a consistent flow of clients. And again, you can get a full overview at dovegordon.net/jumpstart. That would be dovegordon.net/jumpstart. And the very first thing that you need to do, like we said, is to be laser-focused on a simple, compelling message. And the message is based on two things. It is based on an insight into your ideal client and a problem they have and don't want, and or a result they want and don't have, combined with your opinions, your points of view about that problem, what causes that problem, what will enable that result. And if somebody asks you today to explain what you do and how you do it, will your answer make them more interested or less interested? Does your answer make you sound like everybody else, or does your answer cause you to stand out? Because when you can talk about what you do in simple, compelling language, you feel confident. And everything you do is more attractive to those people you want as clients. Everything builds on being able to talk about what you do in a way that makes you stand out. And I don't mean just like a one-line answer, elevator pitch type thing, what you do. Because a simple, compelling message is a lot more than that. It flows through everything you put out there. In my case, I use emails. It's a tactic I use. I use teleseminars like this. It's every email that you put out. It's knowing how to talk about what you do in a way that your ideal clients find attractive. They're drawn to it and find it hard to resist. And in the morning of May 29th, 2014, in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, at this jumpstart to a consistent flow of clients, if you join me, you will do an exercise that's going to help you talk about what you do in a way that gives you confidence, in a way that differentiates you. When you can get up and talk or write and know that you're not just saying the same thing as everybody else, you stand out and you feel good about what you're trying to say. And it resonates with your ideal client and draws them towards you. In the afternoon, you're going to take that core compelling message that we'll have developed in the morning, and we're going to break it down further into three main chunks. Why? Because in your marketing and selling system, you're going to need these three types of three chunks. You need to take that core message and expand it. Number one, information that you're going to share freely. Right, that's how you get their attention and interest. It's a hand-raising free offer. It's what you use to make your ideal clients aware of who you are and what you stand for, so that they have the opportunity to be drawn towards you. The second area is information you could package up and sell for entry or moderately priced products. And the third is expertise, where you could charge nice, respectable fees for. And what I'm talking about applies to the person who, you know, is perhaps getting started or towards getting started. It also applies to the person who's been consulting for many years. I've got some people coming to this who are rather successful consultants. I've got one guy who told me, I don't claim to know him well yet, but he's doing 8 speeches in the banking industry in the 2 weeks leading up to this. I mean, he's been traveling around the country. He wasn't so excited about the timing of this because he's already doing a lot of traveling this month, but he's going to come anyway because he's looking to do something new or add something new, and he realizes that this is going to help him sharpen the messaging.
Dove, I'm gonna jump in on that point, because that's one thing. It's like the more successful people are, the more they realize the importance of this, and the more they come back to the message. It's like people who are amateurs don't spend any time on the message. People who are professionals do. It's one thing that I continuously go back to, and when we work with my clients, we continuously go back to. Doesn't matter how much success we've had, the more success we have, we always come back to reality check. What, why are people buying? What's the message we have? Are we hitting it, with them and closing that loop with them? The real professionals do it. The more successful people, they always come back to that, because that is the importance of everything.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm also always, when I talk to someone who reaches out to me and requests a 15-minute chat, I always learn something. So I take notes, and I can always hear something. The thing is, you have to know what to listen for. And that's a skill that I've mastered after many years of working on it, and I've gotten really good at helping people get there quick, more quickly. We can get to something impressive in a morning because of the way I teach it. But I'm also not going to say that after this workshop, you're set for life. No, there's more work to do the next day. You'll always have more work to do because you'll still be alive, and as long as we're alive, well, there's work to do. So, like you said, you're still working on it after 5 years. So, none of these outlandish, untrue promises. Let me just finish what we're going to cover. And again, you can go to dovegordon.net/jumpstart. And if you are ready to register, you can take advantage of the instead of $197, it's just $97 if you use the coupon code WEBINAR. And not only that, but what I forgot to mention, I decided this right before the call. Anybody who enrolls live while we're here today, forward your confirmation email, because this is not actually going through me. It's going through my really good client and friend, colleague, Tom Zeeb, who spent tens of thousands of dollars to work with me. And he decided he wants to help, make something like this happen, which is why it's happening. So just forward your email confirmation to me, and I will send you a free copy of two of my products. One is my manual, How to Systematically and Consistently Attract First-Rate Customers. And the other is which I sell for $97, so you get right away, immediately. The other is a $47 recording called How to Craft a Simple, Compelling Message that Gets Your Ideal Customers Saying Yes. So if you do register for the Jumpstart program while we're still here on the call, forward your email confirmation, and I will get back to you with those two things together, worth more than you'd be paying for the registration. But for us, it makes sense because we want to have as many seats sold as early as possible, because that's what you kind of want to do when you have an event like this. And like I said, we're about 30% sold, which is kind of makes me happy. So let's see here. What did I let me see here. Where was I up to, Chris, before you added? Phil, I'm glad you jumped in. Now I just lost my place. What was my train of thought? I talked about the morning, right? And then the afternoon. Yeah, it's up to the afternoon, I think, right? We're going to take those ideas and break them into three areas. The third area, that's where I was up to. The third area is the first one, again, is information you'll share freely, information you could package up and sell for entry or moderately priced products. And the third one is expertise you can charge nice, respectable fees for. And I call this the Pied Piper funnel, how to present your expertise so your ideal clients want to follow you anywhere. And also in the afternoon session, you're going to learn how to take your ideas and simplify them into little magnetic nuggets. You're going to take your expertise and boil it down to a transformational secret sauce, because you can share an idea. You can share an idea and have people yawn. You can share the same idea structured differently, but because it's aligned with human psychology, as I'm going to show you how to do it, then you will draw the same people in. And it's amazing how, this is what I work on with my coaching clients. This is what we work on, and I'm going to be sharing it and teaching it to you and help you begin to do this on that very same day. So it's a workshop, because mostly I'm not going to be teaching new things. I'll be teaching what I think of as the critical 10% that makes you look brilliant 90% of the time. You're going to have some chance to work by yourself or in small groups. And then I'm going to go over, we'll go over some people, we'll get feedback on what they did in front of everybody, so it benefits them and it also benefits everybody else. That's to answer the question that I get from some people is, well, it's a low price, it's only $97. I don't expect to have, lots of hand-holding and personal attention, but how do I know that I'm going to get, really be able to get a plan from that day? And the answer is, this is going to be a turning point. Because you're going to learn and you're going to implement enough that from the next day or even that night, you won't be pulled in different directions. You'll then have complete confidence that the marketing and selling system that you're working on is the right thing to do. And just like the diet example I gave earlier, when you're following a diet that you have confidence in, following an exercise program you have confidence in that you believe it's going to give you the result, you're not tempted to look at all the other 972 programs that could also help. Yeah, very nice. I'll focus on this one that I have confidence in. It's the same thing here. Rather than being pulled in so many different directions, we're going to keep you focused. And I see this as a turning point. This is not going to be the be-all and end-all, for that you won't have to do anything else for the rest of your life. Well, if I knew how to do that, I probably wouldn't be doing this seminar. Not sure what I'd do, though, because I enjoy this type of stuff. So I can't say I'd just be on the beach, because I probably wouldn't be for more than, you know, a few days. So I don't know. Maybe I'd be doing it anyway. All right. So I'd probably just be charging a lot more because, you know, if I can tell everybody how to just work for one day and then be set for life, I'd be charging a lot more. All right. So by the end of the day, you will have a simple, compelling message that your ideal client will find hard to resist. You'll also have outlined a framework for sharing that message in, number one, like we said, information that you share freely to draw prospects towards you. Number two, a low-priced product designed to help you build your customer list because – first, you know, you can earn nicely from that if you decide to, and also because customers will often lead to the best clients. Those are the people who buy your products are most likely to become good clients. And number three, how to present your higher value, higher fee coaching or consulting in a way that your ideal client will find to be irresistible. Irresistible simply means just make it easier for them to say yes than to say no. And altogether, you end up with a simple, repeatable marketing and selling system that you can be confident in, and it gives you that laser-like focus. Why? Because you could say no. You could say no to everything else going on around you. Now, who should come? Who shouldn't come? Who is this for? Because I'm not coming and saying this is for everybody. Well, you should come if you have something important to share as a coach, as a consultant, or some other expert, and it's time that you're attracting that consistent flow of your ideal clients. Like I said, some people will be more beginners. We're going to have also plenty of more advanced people, people who have gotten to six figures or so, but it's not yet with the consistency that they want. They feel like it's more luck than skill, more luck or just brute force rather than system. And one of the things, Chris, you alluded to, but we didn't get to talk too much about, is if you sat down with your mentor and you kind of decided what you want and don't want in your business, rather than feeling panicked and rushed, you said, okay, I'm going to completely redesign this, and you designed it as a lifestyle business. Maybe we can talk about it if there's a little time. So if that's your situation where you know you have something to contribute to people around that you care about as a coach, consultant, or expert, and you'd like to finally build a simple, repeatable system for attracting your ideal clients, like you talked about, Chris, the who, then you should come. And there are 100 reasons not to come, but you should come anyway. And recognize that there's other people who also have the same thoughts, the same reasons not to come. And they will come, and they will benefit. They will be walking from number two to number four to number six and eight, and the whole horizon will start to change, where if you listen to those voices and don't take the step that's in front of you, you'll stay there right at number two and maybe even just go home. The other point that you know if you should come is you should come if you find it hard to talk about what you do in a way that you really feel confident and proud. Right, you need a message that you feel proud to be the messenger. Okay, if you don't yet feel clear and confident and proud of the way you talk about what you do, you should come. You should also come if you want to be doing less work and attracting more clients, because when you focus on that critical 10% that we're going to be covering, you don't need to do all the other things. You don't need to worry about them. You should also come if you've mastered your craft. If you're already kind of world class at what you do, right, you've figured out better ways to do something, to get somewhere, to accomplish something, and there are people out there who need what you have, need to hear what it is that you've learned over the years, you should come. First of all, because I'll enjoy having you there, because I love working with people who have mastered their craft. You'll have much more appreciation for what's really involved in mastering marketing. I'd love to have you there. I'd love to work with you. I'd love to help you. And, of course, second of all, because you already have an appreciation that, you know, if I've already opened your eyes to something on this call or on something else you've heard from me or read from me, then you know that this is not going to be kind of like the empty stuff that you hear from so many other places. You shouldn't come. Reasons not to come. I only wrote one, although maybe there are others. If you just don't really have anything special to offer, no unique insights, no powerful ideas, and I don't mean this in any kind of negative kind of way, but I have come across people like that. You know, a big part of the people who I do well with are, you've got opinions, you've got points of view, you've got experiences that lead you to feel like, you know, there are a lot of people out there doing something, and it's not just they're doing it wrong, and you want to get those opinions in front of them. That, in my view, is an important part of your marketing and selling system. So, you know, if you don't have that, then maybe come next year, you know, continue mastering your craft, continuing building towards that, and maybe next year it'll be better. But if you have the valuable expertise and you want to talk about it in a way that draws clients towards you, make plans to be there, go to dovegordon.net/jumpstart, and at the bottom there's information about travel, hotels, and so on. Let's see, Chris, did you want to say something?
I think Dove is, if you're even like remotely considering this, I think it's a fantastic opportunity. Dove is really brilliant at what he does, and really good at helping people get clarity on what they really need to do in their business and their marketing to really jump it to the next level, you know. And this stuff like I am absolutely convinced that this stuff like works. You know, otherwise I wouldn't be on this call. And plus, the other reason why I'm convinced this works is because like, I've seen this work. I've seen, you know, work with, like, when I go and work with clients, it's like, this is the foundation of what we work on. And we're able to, just by focusing on this stuff, we're able to grow businesses 25 to 200%, you know, in a year to 2 years time frame, you know, consistently, you know, just by focusing on these things. So it's not, in my mind, it's not a question of it works. It's like, yeah, it works. You know, it's just a matter of like, you know, it's just, you know, are you able to, you know, to break free for, you know, for a couple of days and go down and you know, to this. And, you know, I would highly encourage you, you know, to do it, because, like I said, Dove's absolutely brilliant, and I think it, you know, can really help anybody looking to jump the business to the next level. So,
although I'm going to make every effort to not believe that I'm absolutely brilliant, and instead to just believe that when I follow the process, I look brilliant, and if I violate the fundamental principles, I'm going to look pretty stupid. So I appreciate you saying that, but I'm going to try to keep that in mind, not to let my head swell. Again, we're talking about a live one-day workshop. Just we're getting some questions about this, the details are at dovegordon.net. That's dovegordon.net/jumpstart. It's called a one-day jumpstart to a consistent flow of clients. And I'm sure that there are some people who are on the fence, Chris, because, like we said, whenever there's an opportunity, you know, again, if it's an Oprah opportunity, then, you know, it's clear. But it's the everyday opportunity that most people have trouble recognizing, or when we have to battle the internal demons. You know, a lot of, or you know, whose opinion are we worried about, right? There's always somebody whose opinion we're worried about. We're afraid of disappointing if things don't work out as we hope. So we often walk right past an opportunity. We tell ourselves all sorts of reasons. So I'm sure that there are some people who are on the fence. Now, if somebody's thinking to themselves, well, this isn't for me, fine, I'm not talking to you. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I mean, I'm not going to try to convince you it is for you. But I'm talking to you who is on the fence, you who's undecided. If you're feeling a tug, right, if you feel that you would gain by coming, but you're also thinking of all sorts of reasons not to come, I'm talking to you, right? Let's have a word. Like I just said, this is an opportunity. Most men will miss it. You know, you're going to have to first decide what and then how. If you have questions about how you make it happen, time-wise or whatever it might be, first decide that it's a thing to do, and then afterwards you figure out how. You know, once I learned this distinction, this is a critical or structural thinking skill. Being able to differentiate between what and how, it is so powerful. It sounds so simple, but it's everywhere. When you first decide what you want, and then you can figure out how to get there. When you first decide that this is what you want, that this is what you should be doing, because it will take you further, it's you putting foot in front from 2 to 4, 4 to 6. That's the next step. Remember, you don't have to know how you're going to get from 6 to 8 or from, you know, 8 to 20. You don't have to know the later steps. If you're feeling a tug, you're feeling that this is right for you, but you have all sorts of reasons about what about afterwards, what if, you know, or you should do it, because there are no guarantees in life. And as like I said earlier, as much as we're going to do on the 29th, there's going to be more work for you to do afterwards. But I see it as a turning point for you, rather than, you know, a one-day magical transformation as other people may promise. So again, while the early bird price has expired for the general public, those who have registered for this call can use a coupon code called the coupon is webinar, W-E-B-I-N-A-R, and you can use that to drop $100 off the price, get it back down to $97. And you can come and join us. You have a few more days to use that code if you want to use that. The other thing is, if you do enroll right now while we're here, forward your confirmation to me, and I will send you a free copy of my manual called How to Systematically and Consistently Attract First-Rate Customers, and a recording that I sell separately. That the manual we sell for $97, which is what same price as the webinar, as the workshop, and the audio recording is a product called How to Craft a Simple Compelling Message That Gets Ideal Customers Saying Yes. And what this will do is it'll give you a good head start, give you a jump start. That manual and that recording get me lots of positive feedback, lots of response. So, you know, if anyone wants to buy that, you're welcome to, but I'm not trying to distract you right now. That's all. Chris, let's see if there AJ says, email the details how to buy, was driving, could not write down the info. Now you're online, but see no link info. Yeah, AJ, I got your email address, so we'll give you a few more extra minutes or whatever. If you take care of it shortly, I'll send you an email. We'll honor the bonuses that I'm, you know, the extra, the manual and the other audio recording as well. Wait a second. That's very strange. It looks like I have two different names for the same email address. Anyway, we'll get back to you about that. And there we do have a raised hand here. They press star 2 from Boise, Idaho. Want to say hello? Who's that? Or did I hang up on him? Oh, I think I pressed the wrong button. Wait a second. Where is that? Press star 2 again. Oh, there he is. Okay, I think you are. I found you.
Can you hear me, Boise, Idaho?
Yes, I hear you now. Apologies.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Nope, this is your old friend, Garth Smith.
Oh, Garth, how are you?
Good. There's two questions that I have. One of them had to do with, and I sent you an email about it, forgive me. Let's see here. I sent you two. One of them is the credo. You mentioned the credo in this webinar.
Okay.
Can you email me more information on that?
Yeah, if you want it, or anybody, it's called This Is How You Experience Total Focus, and I'll just reply to you with the link. My email is dovegordon@dovegordon.net, but I'll reply to you with the link. I see that now. Hold on a second. But if anybody searches Dove Gordon Experience Total Focus, it'll come up in Google at the top. And my new website, there are no comments showing, but we'll probably fix that one of these days. And number
two, total focus.
Yeah. Okay. And the last question was?
The last question is, so with a coupon, it's $97.
Yeah. That is a workshop in Washington, D.C., or right outside Washington, D.C.
Okay. And how long? Is that all day?
It's a full day, 9 to 5.
Okay, this is something that would really be helpful to me, and what I need to do is make some connections over there because I'd have to kill two birds with one stone. So, can I have a couple of days to make those connections and then call you?
You can definitely have a couple of days. That amount will last for. That coupon code will work for a few more days. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll wait for that email.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Chris, I want to thank you very much for joining me on this and for sharing your experience and expertise. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, you can send me an email, dovegordon@dovegordon.net.
Thank you for allowing me to be on the call and help. But hopefully some people, got something out of it.
I'm sure people did. You're so modest. Okay, yeah. Very good. I appreciate that. And if anyone has any follow-up questions, you can email me. Thank you, everybody. Have a really good day.